The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. And that can only mean that one thing. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee. And that silence you just heard was Adam. He is on his way over to Alabama for a wedding today, so I'm going alone. I was going to have a bunch of chair warmers come in today, including my research department, Adam's mother, and my wife of 43 years. But that was all one person. But she woke up not feeling too well, so she sends her moral support and a big hello to everyone. So I'm flying solo today. Which you can help me with if you just make a lot of phone calls and we'll just talk. And speaking of which, as is tradition, good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you today?
Absolutely wonderful. How about you?
I'm great. I see you're moving into year two of your radio show.
This is actually the 13th month we're starting. People who go back a ways might remember our first show, which was about 8 minutes long because of a power outage. That was 13 months ago today.
I remember it because I was your very first caller.
And I remember that, like it was yesterday. That
and I have
was
called
fun.
Several times since then.
Yep. Oh, well, we appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of research on these things out there. People who listen to radio shows, especially conservative talk radio, they have a tendency to not want to display their problems, sometimes ignorance, sometimes knowledge, on air. Only about 5% of people who listen are ever encouraged enough to call. And it's kind of a shame because there's so many people that need it. Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure people have a lot of questions. And as you said, sometimes they're afraid of looking silly or being considered stupid because they ask a question. But I really don't think there are any stupid questions.
No, I don't either. And I know for a fact that no matter how simple the question sounds to you or anybody who calls in, there are a lot more people out there who want to know the exact same things, so that's why they listen, so they can get that. I'm just trying to encourage everyone who has anything to ask or say to pick up the phone. You know, I always open the show by saying that not all financial shows are created equal. Most are pre-recorded. You listen to exactly what the host wants you to listen to and nothing else. This show's different. We're live every week. We've never missed one and don't intend to. Which means if you want to control the editorial content, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 222-TALK. Pretty simple stuff, huh?
Yep.
Anything new in your lives that you
want to discuss? Talk a little bit about, I do a little investing, not a lot of money, but
right.
It's kind of a hobby. Mm-hmm. And obviously the landscape of the markets is going to change considerably over the next 8 to 10 months as we go through this seemingly never-ending presidential cycle campaign that we're in. But I wanted to start talking a little bit about when things might change in terms of the big investors' sentiment as to what they think is going to happen in the presidential race. Obviously, there's considerably difference in Republicans versus the Democrats' view of how to fix problems and how to move forward financially and so forth. So it's going to make a big difference as to who starts leading the pack once we actually get down to two candidates. So I thought it'd be nice to talk a little bit about that, just in general.
Well, there's a rule of thumb out there that says the market is generally about 6 to 9 months ahead of the actual trading day.
Mm-hmm.
So that would put us just about at election day. So let's see, the market's been good. Is it anticipating that the Democrats will be turning over the White House? I'm not real sure, frankly. This has been the strangest election cycle in my 65 years on this planet.
It really is. It's usually there are a couple of clear-cut front runners, and they are from the political process. And now we have one party whose leading candidate is not, and that's Trump, right. And the other parties who's really kind of they're not sure what they're doing. But Bernie Sanders is clearly scaring the established Democrat Party because he's doing so well, and I'm sure they didn't expect that to happen.
Tuesday could be a real tell on that one, too. If he takes Wisconsin from her, that'll be 6 out of 7, and yes, all of a sudden this isn't working out on either side the way they thought it might or should. So,
I don't think people still can see a path for him to the White House unless, obviously, Hillary gets indicted or anything. But I'm more interested in what the big money investors, you know, the funds and so forth, when they're going to start sharing their sentiment by changing investment strategies along the path here. The conventions aren't for a couple of months yet, but as you said, the markets are usually way ahead of the political process. So what's your thought on that?
Well, interestingly, at the bottom of the hour, I'm expecting a phone call from a fellow named David Riley, who is the investment strategist at a company called Natixis, and mm-hmm. most people around here would not know that name, but they would know, if they've listened to me for a long time, they would know that the name Oakmark. And
right.
Natixis owns different fund families. Oakmark family is one of them. And being the chief investment analyst and strategist, I think I would really like to hear his viewpoint. I'll tell you mine, but I think his is going to really mean something because this is what the man does completely. So I'm hoping that comes up. But I personally am kind of perplexed like everyone else. The market doesn't like uncertainty, and I have never seen uncertainty like this, and yet the market loves it. Tells me only one thing, that right now it's operating at the single plane of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
That is scary to me because I don't think they could pound sand, frankly. Everybody knows how I feel about the Fed, and it's not personal. It's a bad system, and it should not have the power that it has, in my opinion. But
no,
let's put it all together, and it
to
looks pretty
good. Artificially be able to rig the markets by changing or even the possibility that they're going to make some changes is really kind of a dumb system.
It is. When one wrong word or one interpretation can cause a great deal of damage, and I think that happened in January, actually, mm-hmm. from the raising of the interest rates in December, there was something of a reaction that was delayed, and it caused us to have that very, very bad period early in the year. We're down over 10%.
She comes on every so often,
yes,
and babbles for a couple of hours,
yep,
not really saying anything that's terribly intelligent. But so the investors will take some few words, as you said, out of what she says and run off in a direction that is not necessarily warranted, but they do it anyway.
Yet the qualifications for that job are very simple. You have to learn to speak Fed speak, which means you can say an awful lot of words and say absolutely nothing.
It is incredible. I can't listen to her anymore. I just can't because it's just, I absolutely can't. Who writes this stuff?
I don't know. But as long as she stays dovish, what we're likely to have is a little more upside on the market. Come 18,000, 18,500, I'm thinking it might be a good time to just take a second look and maybe pull back a little more as we go along, I guess. I will be curious to see what Mr. Riley has to say. That's going to be very
interesting. Yeah, so I'll listen in. Anyway, it was good talking to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your first call. Thanks for this call and the whole thing. We appreciate it. Ron.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. Ron, I'll have to take you right after the break because the music's playing, and I'll get to a trivia question right before I do that, and we'll see what happens afterwards. Don't go anywhere, everybody. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee going solo today. Got a lot of things to talk about, some more phone calls, some anticipated phone calls. I want to talk about inflation and many other things. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-750-4356.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-750-4356. That's 1-800-750-4356.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now. 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-297-1665. That's 1-800-297-1665. 1-800-297-1665. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee. I'm going solo today. Adam will be back next week as usual. I was informed over the break I may have given out a wrong name for our caller at the end of the first half, and if so, I apologize. We'll just wait and see, won't we? I have a couple calls on the line. I only want to do one thing before we get to them. That is to give them the trivia question in case they want to take a shot at it. I spent last week talking about inflation real versus measured. The government says over the last year, 2015, that the consumer price index, which they equate with the rate of inflation, was about 1.02%. There's a very smart fellow named Ed Butowski who came up with a Chapwood index, which measures things that you and I have to buy. He came up with a slightly larger number. My question is, for the year 2015, what did the Chapwood index say the rate of inflation in Jacksonville was? And I'll take either whole number on side of it. You don't have to guess any point this or point that. That said, good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thanks for being patient. What can I do?
No problem at all.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I'd like to take a shot at the figure on the inflation in Jacksonville. I would say about 4%.
You're a little low, believe
really?
It or not. Yeah.
Wow.
This is my point. I always try to make a point. It's we're getting hoodwinked a little, I guess, is what I would say.
I think they leave out things like gasoline and food.
Yeah, actually, the core rate does throw that in. The okay. biggest offender, when I went through this last week, is the way they measure housing, which is about a third. Actually, I lied. That's the second biggest offender. The biggest offender is how they tend to weight certain things that you buy. So they'll change the weighting. Let's say gasoline goes down, they'll overweight it. Let's say housing goes up, they'll underweight it. But they measure housing by asking people what they think they could rent their house for. And that's a third of the index. And now, you know, I'm not slandering the public here when I say I don't think most people are very good at estimating what the true value of a rental would be on their own home.
And right.
Is it me? I don't think so.
No.
But you know, when a number like 4% is too low, you know we're really seriously off here. And what's wrong with that is people like me who are on Social Security, we get no raise three times since 2010, and yet the cost of everything you do, you know it's going up. You go to the grocery store, gasoline's up now from about $1.60 to $2.04. That's going to start hitting it pretty soon. It's just getting harder and harder. That's why the middle class is getting squeezed right out of existence. And that bothers me.
I was going to say that there is no middle class anymore. We're getting like the third world countries. We have the rich and the semi-poor, and that's about it.
And they've talked about it for 7 years while it was getting worse.
Yes.
You know, unintended consequences of a whole bunch of things like raising taxes. They think it's going to punish the rich. Well, too bad, people. It does not punish the rich. That's the bottom line. Any questions today?
Yes, sir. I'm in a situation where I need to draw down on my IRAs. I don't have a family. I'm a single man. I'm 62, retired. Okay. And my intention is to spend this money before I go. I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not going to blow it on cruises and things like that. But my main question is, would you draw down on the traditional IRA first and then do the Roth IRA later, thinking possibly they're going to raise taxes on the IRA, you know, 15, 20 years from now? That's my inclination. I just wondered what your opinion would be.
The common wisdom about taxes is that they will be higher in 10 or 15 years. But look at the real proposals you see out there. What are the actual proposals for taxes? Almost all of them have lower marginal rates and less deductions. So if you're in a, let's say, a high earner today, we'll throw out a number like 35% maybe, and they're going to maybe make it 25%, but take away your deductions. To me, it is not a good gamble as to whether taxes are going to be higher or lower 10 or 15 years from now. So I approach a problem like this from what I call income planning, which is not technically a part of financial planning, but it is definitely a part of tax planning. So if you look at the single tax rates, which you can find at the IRS site or a number of other places, and then you know what else is coming in, whether you filed for Social Security or you have a pension or something like that, you can estimate what your income is. Now, what I like to do is keep it under, if possible, the 25% level, because the next lowest rate is 15%. So if you figure out exactly how much money you could make and stay in the 15% bracket and take that amount out of your traditional IRA so it becomes taxable, but then if you need a little more money, it comes out of the Roth where it's not going to hurt you, then you've got it kind of what I call optimized for taxation. So that's the way I do these.
I didn't realize it was that complicated. That's interesting.
It sounds worse than it is, frankly. If you go back and take your last year's, if you filed 2015, for instance, look at that tax return and see what this withdrawal would do to your income. And you can just put that right against the tax tables and it'll tell you. In fact, you can do it online if you want to. Go to TurboTax or one of the other ones. Start entering numbers. They won't charge anything unless you file. So you could put in an income change from an IRA withdrawal or whatever you want to do, back it out. You can play with it. Do what I call pro forma on your tax situation. And this is something I've been doing a lot for people, for instance, who want to do a Roth conversion. we try to take it right up to the minimum. If it went any higher, the tax rate would go higher.
Okay.
And if you ever want to come in and chat at the office, we'd love to go through that exercise with you. We are readily available out in Jacksonville Beach, and our area code is 904. The office number is 685-1505. And probably easier yet, go to VanWeFinancial.com and look at our brand new website. It's real pretty. We've got links to everything. You can even schedule a meeting if you'd like right through the website.
Oh, I think I shall. I'm retired. That'd be great.
It sounds like perfect timing.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I appreciate the guest. I appreciate the call, and I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, man. Mike. Good morning. Mike?
Oh, good morning, Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Your time today.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
You know, just watching CNBC during the week and reading what I can, I see that the European Union has dropped interest rates, and Japan talks about this interesting item of having negative interest rates, and the U.S., you hear every once in a while, want to raise rates again this year. Do you think that can happen?
Yes. I think it can happen because I don't think they give a rip about anything, frankly. If you read, and I've got it somewhere in this big stack of junk that I carry with me all the time, if you read the mission statement for the Federal Reserve, and then you look at what they're trying to do, you think, this is nuts. They're supposed to find an optimal level of interest rates to encourage full employment, limit inflation, all those things. That's kind of a lot to put on somebody's plate, I think.
Right. I agree.
So if they are trying to do something political, this is where I'm going with this. This being an election year, I believe that their motivation is highly political. They are trying to tell everybody how wonderful this economy is. So it looks good for the Democrats in the fall. But I don't think they believe it's anywhere near as good as they say it is. But what would happen if they reversed their decision on interest rates and went down? They'd get a lot of finger pointing, right?
Yep.
So everybody would say, well, I thought you said it was so good out there. Apparently it's not. For that reason alone, I think they will raise rates again because it fits in with their story, even if it doesn't fit in with reality. And frankly, full disclosure here, I'm all for it. I think that they should have done this a long time ago. I do believe they've dragged their feet. It is not a healthy thing for an economy to have a zero or a negative interest rate. It is not healthy for elderly people who are trying to make money on savings. They're very risk averse. Their age dictates that they handle things a different way. They're making no money on their savings. And I think that is an absolute crime. So that said, it doesn't fit with what should happen right now based on what's keeping the market up. So I'm really very conflicted, as you can tell, as to what I would prefer versus what's actually going on. But I think they'll do it. I just think they're too stubborn not to. I do think it's all about politics. 100%.
I agree, Steve. Once again, thank you for the time, and I tune every week and always learn a lot from you. So thank you for letting me call in.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. You want to take a shot at the trivia?
I would say 6%.
Well, you're still too low. You believe that?
No,
isn't that horrible? I appreciate the call. Call us anytime.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. By the way, the trivia is sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. I got a couple more callers on the line. I'm going to have to take them after the break. Now, I do have a special caller coming in, I think, during this break. So if I can't get back to you right away, I hope you can either hold on or call back when the other one's done. It's just been a little busy today, which I thank everyone out there for bringing to our attention that there are a lot of people who've been listening a long time. Got the trivia questions sitting out there. Got a lot of fun things to do. And we're going to take a look at the state of the economy from an investment standpoint and see what a guy who's really involved in this actually thinks about what's going on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the VanWee Financial Hour.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Brussels Airport CEO says a limited number of passenger flights are expected to resume tomorrow. The airport's been closed since the March 22nd suicide bombings. It killed 16 victims at the airport and another 16 in the Brussels subway and wounded 270 people. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office has charged a Belgian man with participating in the activities of a terrorist group. That's for his alleged role in a plot to attack France. The plot was uncovered after the arrest of a Frenchman and the discovery of a huge cache of weapons and explosives last week outside of Paris. The Turkish Coast Guard has intercepted dozens of migrants as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. Coast Guard official says 63 people were caught in the Aegean Sea and taken to a town in Turkey. The intervention comes 2 days before a deal to curb the flow of illegal migrants takes effect. This is SRN News.
News Talk WBOB. Every day we keep you updated with up-to-the-minute details on traffic around town. We've got you covered no matter where you might be. Clear, quick, and precise for your commute, even on the weekends. And when you see a problem on the road, call us 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. Traffic updates when you need them. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
One in five Americans will be diagnosed with skin cancer in their lifetime. If skin cancer is detected early enough, it can be treated with a high degree of success. Advantage Dermatology is here to help. Their board-certified physicians and physician's assistants specialize in skin evaluation, cutaneous oncology, and Mohs micrographic and reconstructive surgery, which is performed in their dedicated surgical suites. Remember, the best offense is a good defense. Advantage Dermatology. Call 904-387-4991. Online at AdvantageDerm.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. CopyFax offers easy document management to store and back up all of your business files. CopyFax is the only local distributor for the Samsung product line and services the full HP printer fleet. Your choice for multifunction office management. Update and simplify today. 904-296-1600 and online at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Still a bunch of crashes. What a 295 northbound is over there at I-10. 295 southbound. Another one on the ramp from 103rd Street. So watch out as you drive today. A lot of crashes. 80% chance of rain today. Down to 10% chance tonight. To breezy weather today. High 78, low tonight 54, mostly cloudy. And tomorrow some sunshine. 70 is the current temp. Right here at AM 600. WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back. Second half hour, the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee. I'm soloing today. Adam's on his way out of town for a wedding. He'll be back next week, as always, with the market wrap and his insight, younger person's viewpoint, and so on. The segment here is sponsored by Robinson Landscape Maintenance. A little bit of rain today. It's kind of the old April showers bring May flowers thing. Your stuff is going to be growing, folks. Call Troy at 662-9794. Before I take our special caller, I would ask again that the couple of calls that are on the line, if you can hold on, I'd appreciate it. And I have an apology to make to the caller because I got the name wrong, which probably has something to do with me picking up a wrong link out of an email. So without further ado, good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. And you?
Excellent.
So we should get this straight. Lafferty, right?
Yes.
You of the Lafferty curve, or I suppose I'm the first one to ever use that joke.
Close, yeah.
Yeah,
Art Laffer, he's a much smarter guy than I am. But, yeah, someday I'll invent something famous, hopefully.
Well, one of the most famous napkins in history. He drew his Laffer curve on it, and Ronald Reagan gave him a job. Can't beat that.
Right.
And tell us a little about yourself, Dave.
So I'm the chief market strategist for a firm called Natixis Global Asset Management. And I am up in Boston. Currently, I am in my basement hiding from my kids, about 40 minutes north of Boston.
Okay, great. I really appreciate the call. We actually, as it turns out, I don't know if you're listening in on the internet, but our first caller was asking about my outlook for the market, given everything that's going on. And I'll give him one opinion, but I really value yours a lot more since this is your job. What do you see coming up?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a bit of a tough slog. I mean, we like the equity market. We just don't like it that much. The reality is that we think returns will probably be positive. We think people will do okay in stocks. They just won't do as well as they've done over the last 6 or 7 years. You know, the stock market's been going up, at a rate of about 15-16% annually. Since the bottom of the stock market in early 2009. Now, not every one of those years has been good, but most of them have been good. You know, last year was basically flat.
Right.
But it's been a good place to be. And the problem now is that the valuation of the stock market, how much we pay for the companies that we buy, is probably around average. They're not cheap anymore. And so as a result, the earnings that you get, the total return that you get in your stock portfolios, is probably going to come from the growth in earnings. And as everyone probably knows, the U.S. economy and the global economy are not growing that fast. So earnings can be 3%, 5%, maybe 6 or 7%, but they can't be much more than that. So we think stocks are okay. We don't think people should abandon their equity portfolios, but there's certainly some risk there. You have to be a bit careful. You shouldn't own too much of it relative to your to sort of your natural risk tolerance.
What's your outlook on inflation?
It's probably going to remain fairly muted. We definitely think it will go up. I think Chair Yellen at the Federal Reserve Bank certainly believes it's going to go up, but it's likely to go up gradually. One of the main components in the long run of inflation is wage growth, and we just don't have a lot of wage growth right now. Your listeners may have heard, we had a jobs report yesterday. Year over year, average hourly earnings was up 2.3%. That's not terrible, and the number's higher than it has been. But when people's paychecks are only growing by a little over 2%, and that's a big component of inflation, we're not going to get a ton of inflation. We need employment. Unemployment needs to fall a little bit more. We need to get a little bit more wage inflation, and then that will trickle through and probably create a little bit more. The Fed is trying to get to around 2% inflation based on their measures. That number today is about 1.6, 1.7. So the Fed would like to see a little bit more inflation, but it's going to come slowly.
Yeah, I agree with that. The market seems to be factoring in some inflation, though. If you look at gold, silver, and tips, things like that, there is definitely an expectation out there that it'll be rising.
Yeah, so people definitely have seen some gains there. When you buy precious metals, you're actually getting kind of two things. The first one you're getting, as you say, is in the long run, you are getting some protection against inflation. It's not a perfect correlation, if you will. It doesn't move in lockstep with inflation. But when there are worries about paper money or paper assets, people tend to run to real assets like gold or other precious metals. The other thing that they are certainly good for is when people get scared. And that's really what you've seen in the run-up. People tend to buy gold when they think the world is going to, you know, hell in a handcart. And so as a result, we've seen the price of gold just in the first quarter went up about 15%, when not a lot of other things in the market, you know, the market was flat to down. You know, it was down about 12% through February 11th, and then we rallied back about 12% and finished the quarter pretty close to flat, maybe slightly above flat. But gold was up 15%, and I don't think it was driven. It's often driven by inflation, but I don't think in the first quarter it was driven by inflation. It was driven by fear, and gold is, you never want to own too much gold because it can be very volatile. It was up 15% in the first quarter, but in the last 5 years, it's been down 45%. But it's a nice asset to have laying around if you own a little bit of it, because when people get worried, it can pop up, and it's a nice rebalancing effect in your portfolio. You just can't own too much of it.
So your asset allocation, would you routinely have a little bit of the metals and such?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to own a little bit. Again, it's a very volatile asset class, and it's very hard to predict. So you can't, you know, all markets are difficult to time, difficult if not impossible. Gold is probably pretty impossible to time. So it's just something that sits in your portfolio, and it will lose money from time to time, but it will tend to make money when everything else is not making money. And so, therefore, it's a nice little thing to have in your portfolio. You don't want to own too much of it, again, because it can fall out of bed. But investors oftentimes will find it comforting that when not a lot of other things in their portfolio are working, sometimes gold gets a nice little pop in that environment.
Do you have a preference between the physical asset and the ETF that holds it?
Well, you have to be careful. The problem with the physical asset is always wonderful to hold, but it can be a little bit of a pain. You might have to store it. You got to keep track of it. And typically when people buy physical gold, they don't always get the best deal. It can be very expensive to buy. You don't necessarily, those things tend to have fairly high markups. I think for the average investor, buying it through one of the ETFs might be, if this is your first foray into owning a little bit of gold, it might be a little easier to do in the ETF format.
I consider it, first off, I agree with you, but I consider it easier to sell because you don't have that very personal attachment. It isn't going clink, clink, clink in your hand.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And also, you'll tend to want to sell it or you when it goes up a lot and really does its job in a portfolio, like in the first quarter when it was up 15%, when everything was flat to down. That's a good time to rebalance and sell a little bit, but people won't tend to want to do that, either because of the clinking in their pocket, or they'll say, well, why do I want to sell the thing that's done the best? And the nature of having a durable portfolio is that you need to rebalance and you need to sell some of the stuff that's gone up a lot. And what you want to do is take those profits and buy some of the stuff that's cheaper. And so gold can play a small role in that rebalancing.
Okay. My biggest question of the day is, what do you see on the political scene that's going to affect the market?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We've been getting asked a lot. We've certainly got some very interesting candidates out there. So typically when we get to the presidential election season, the Wall Street and the financial industry that we work in always tends to be a bit on edge. And that's even more so this year because the candidates are a little bit more all over the map. I think it's a bit too early to become worried yet. The reason I say that is we're still very early in the process. People know on the Republican side it's going to be a very interesting summer between the convention.
Dave, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm about to get cut off here. I really appreciate your call. You don't have to hang on. I'll talk to you in the office.
Attention homeowners. Do you need cash for college, a new kitchen, a new bathroom, to finish your basement, or to pay off credit cards? Then call Interstate Home Loan Center now and learn how to use the equity in your home to get the cash you need. We're a direct lender. We make the decision to loan you money, and we work crazy hard to get your loan approved. To prove it, call us. We're here right now to help you get the cash you need out of the equity in your home. Call now and learn how to get a free 40-inch color TV with your closed loan. Find out how easy it is to refinance your current mortgage and get cash for home improvements and more. Call right now. We promise we're here to take your call. Interstate Home Loan Center is a licensed mortgage banker. NYS Department of Financial Services, NMLS number 56315. 25 Melville Park Road, Suite 105, Melville, New York, 11747.
800-430-7924. 800-430-7924. 800-430-7924. That's 800-430-7924.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee. Adam will return next week. Very special thanks to Dave Lafferty. I really appreciate getting the insight from someone who is actually in this business big time and has to make decisions that far outpace all of us. I've said many times, our little firm, if we decided to make a giant move with everything we've got, the market would yawn. When people like Natixis decide on a big strategy, people listen. Trust me. So I really appreciate it. And they are a very good friend of the firm, and we'll send out a special thanks next week, too. I hope everybody got something out of it. Trivia question still out there. What's the cost of living in Jacksonville for last year? According to the Chaplet Index, it's greater than 6, and I'm just looking for a whole number. And that said, let's go on to Matzo. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you 4x4, as they say.
4x4. Listen, I'm a first-time caller, but I got to tell you, man, I love your voice. I'm a long-time listener.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I've said earlier
no,
on the show,
fine.
Not
your
too
voice,
many calls.
Where are you from? You've got that Earl Nightingale fabulous voice.
Good Midwestern upbringing.
Oh, well, there it goes. Listen, I'm retired, and I'm on a fixed income, and my husband is, I mean, we're on fixed income, and this inflation is killing us. And, man, I've been wanting to ask you that for so long, but what the heck do I do?
Well, the simple response isn't a very pleasant one.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it has a couple of components to it. First off, is what we all know is true is being masked by the government people who run these things. Think what would happen to the federal budget deficit if they used something like the Chapwood Index to compute the rate of inflation. All the employees, all of the cost of living increases for them, cost of living clauses in everything from union contracts to pensions, government pensions, everything would be rising. Then throw in Social Security. If they had to keep up, we know this number last year was bigger than six. Imagine what it would cost, and imagine how much sooner Social Security would go broke if we told the truth. And yet you and I go into the local Publix, and we look at what we are going to buy. And 2 years ago, the box was bigger and cost half as much. It is out there. It is absolutely real. It's been covered up by the decrease in gasoline costs largely over the last several months. But that's gone now, too, as gas is rising. And then you throw in that second component, which is zero interest rates. And I don't care if 0.375 is rounded down to zero. It's not going to give you anything. So the problem with fixed income people, they used to be able to just save a little money every week, month, whatever. And that money would compound with a decent rate of interest in your credit union or bank or something like that. Well, now it just sits there. And it sits there losing money to the rate of inflation. Now, there's only one way to increase your returns, and that is to take more risk, because risk and return are directly correlated. Well, there is a time and a place for taking risk, and the way you described yourself, you're not in that time and you're not in that place. Taking risk would be a bad idea if you're a pensioner living on a fixed income. So the short answer, I guess, is there is not a good answer to this. We get asked this very question over and over and over. And frankly, I just don't have a good answer. So some people say, well, why don't I buy an annuity? I get these big returns. I see them on the websites and so on. Well, that's not a return on your money. That is a return of your money. The only thing the annuity is doing for you is it's taking care of your longevity risk if you buy it for your whole life. The insurance company will actually do you a favor by keeping the payments coming while you're alive. But the money you're getting back up through your life expectancy, at least, isn't their money. It's your money. So that's not a good answer either. So there is no magic bullet except to stay very short term on your fixed income investments, CDs, bonds, whatever. And every time one comes up to maturity, you roll it in again, hoping that over the next couple of years, the Fed will actually raise interest rates and you'll start to get this back. But I'm sorry, short of that, I have no answers, Matzo. It's none.
Well, okay. What about this, $15 an hour for minimum wage?
Are you looking for a job?
Like, man, I'm, closing to 70s, and I'm, going to have to go back to work. But $15 an hour, that's going to put people out of jobs, no?
Yes, it is, and it's not going to happen. There is no political will at the federal level to raise it that high, unless Bernie Sanders comes in. And then they're going to try to railroad it through Congress. Even Hillary might push for it, but our Congress, both houses of Congress are in the Republicans now, and there's no way that's going to come true. And it would be a job killer. You're absolutely right.
I just have to make a comment about that. Can you believe there's so many socialists in this country?
Yes.
That are going for Bernie. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a great guy, but man, there's so many Americans that really believe in that.
It hurts me to say that I believe it, because we've been raising these people for a long time, and we've been raising them without a proper economics education. And it's sad. Very sad.
It is.
So I wish I could do better for you, but I just can't.
I just love your show, and I love your voice, and we missed Adam today.
Yeah, he'll be right back.
Well, okay. Well,
thank you. Want to take a shot at trivia, Matzo?
You said it's over six?
Yes.
I would say seven.
And,
I don't know.
And for that, you are going to beat your own inflation rate because you just won a gift card to Publix, which we will send you in the mail.
So
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your address. We appreciate the call. Congratulations. And I will hope to talk to you again.
Oh, I just love your voice. Okay. You can talk anytime.
Thanks so much. Have a good
thanks.
One. Marshall, thanks for your patience.
And you thought you were going to struggle with covering the whole hour without Adam or your wife.
Well, I guess we showed me, huh?
What an awesome guest that you had. I just want to leave you and your listeners with a picture that I saw the other day.
Okay.
You know, the nice lady that I just heard, Matzo, I think her name was, She and you and your listening audience, think of us as the normal people who are feeding the rest. And that establishment that is neither Republican or Democrat, they should get rid of their labels because they're all exactly the same.
I could not agree with you more.
They are like that wood tick in the forest, and we are their juice.
Yep. I wish I could argue that, but I can't. I wished I could argue the fact that we have all those socialists out there, but I can't do that either. We all see it. To ignore these things is to stick your head in the sand.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen,
you work hard,
awesome,
you do what you can.
Awesome job today, sir. Awesome job today. I would have loved to have heard your wife speak.
Well, I told her she doesn't have to wait till Adam's gone in order to come in and say hi on the show. She knows that.
Absolutely.
You take care of yourself.
All right. You too.
I'll talk to you soon. Jack, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. What's on your mind today?
I couldn't help but, over to hear the lady that called that's on the fixed income. And that's tough. That made me think of my parents. And, you know, I hate for anyone to be in that situation, especially if they've worked their whole life.
Yes, me too.
But a suggestion, you know, another type of an investment that may help people out, like you were saying, you know, the food price is increasing. The real cost of inflation. I mean, plant a garden, get you some chicken. You know, I mean,
if you're
on a fixed income, you know, I mean, I know I got a family of five, and I spend anywhere between, you know, $6,000 to $10,000 a year, depending on how much we eat out. I've cut that cost drastically. I mean, drastically, by planting my own garden and having a couple chickens that, you know, I get the eggs from, and
I love
can't lay anymore, I cook them up.
That is a real individual solution to a real pervasive problem, and I love it. And what the heck, we live in a climate with a growing season that can't be beat.
Absolutely, we can literally grow 12 months out of the year.
Wonderful. I appreciate that, and I think a lot of the people listening will appreciate that. Seeds are getting more expensive, but they're nothing compared to the price of food, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I got to take off here. They're telling me that we're about done. Thank you very much for your call. Well, that was quick, to say the least. I didn't know what was going to happen today, but we stayed nice and busy, hopefully learned a few things. Thanks again to Dave Lafferty for his call. Adam will be back next week, as always, and we will be here at 10 o'clock, as we always are. So be there. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee. Have a wonderful week.